George?
Yes?
Hi, George. Good evening. This is Desiree. How are you?
Hi, Desiree. How are you?
Good, good. I was listening to all your lovely programming on my phone. It was very cool.
Good.
I like that trick. I wanted to talk to you about your last segment with Mark.
Oh, with my interview with Mark Hartzman.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, yes. And I live in Los Angeles now, and I used to live in Boston, and I used to work in a nightclub on Boylston Avenue behind Fenway Park. And like all buildings in Boston, they're all very big and old, and many little sort of businesses are adjacent to each other.
Right.
And the nightclub was notorious for being haunted, so everybody was terrified of the basement. Well, I was working there during the day, and the electric man came to read the meters. And I took him downstairs into this crazy labyrinth in the basement trying to find the meters. And I opened the door, one of those push doors that you just kind of push the bar and go into the room. And it was completely dark, so we fumbled for the light. And this is unbelievable, we found an abandoned medical supply room. Is the only way I can describe it. And there were shelves and shelves and rows and like scientific drawers of like two-headed babies in jars.
Oh my God, and nobody had found this before?
No, and they were all labeled Harvard Medical School. So the only thing I could think of is it was an abandoned sort of storage facility for medical.
For a long time ago.
And George, the Bostonian magazine, or the Boston magazine, I can't remember which one it was, this was in March, and that October, I read an article, they had the top 10 horror stories from Boston, they were talking about the Boston Strangler,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And apparently in the 30s and 40s, the medical schools were notorious for stealing the dead bodies from the mental institutions. And doing illegal, I don't know if they were stealing the people or the bodies, I can't remember.
I would guess it might be the bodies.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too.
And they were doing illegal, like, autopsies and experimentation, and they were, like, wombs in jars with two babies, like, conjoined babies, everything. It was the craziest thing, and there were skulls, bones, and then rows and rows of skulls, and some of the skulls had, like, abnormal foreheads. Like malformed skulls.
Well, what did you do? Who did you tell after this?
Well, this is during the day, and when everybody came in at night, the like basic crew, the door crew, the managers, we all snuck down there to check it out. And so I have to say, George, and I'm not proud of this, but we stole a lot of the
things.
Yeah, like some skulls and things like that. But
why?
Stupid.
Yeah.
You know, you're young and you're stupid.
But nobody called the cops and said, hey, you got to come and check this place out.
They were completely covered in dust. It was just like this abandoned hole in the basement. It was just this labyrinth of rooms in this basement, and it was just this abandoned room.
Could have been hundreds of, Harvard of the 1800s. It could have been 100 years old.
I have no idea. I have no idea, but my mother took the skulls away from me and buried them.
Well, let me tell you, Mom did a good thing there. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being on Coast to Coast.